everybody. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, here with something different this week. Not an interview, but a topic discussion on twin flames. Many of you know what that's about. Some of you really don't understand it. There are soulmates, twin flames. But anyways, I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on for Stars. We've got some great specials at Stars with a Z, psychics.com. We have first-time client specials, 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25. A lot of great people over there, very, very talented. Read their profiles, check all the reviews that they've gotten. Some have many reviews and some don't, okay, but some do. And it doesn't mean that because they don't have a review that they're not good. Read their profile, see what resonates with you. And then also one of my prized possessions, I shouldn't call it a possession, is my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. That comes out on the 1st. So, here in about 3 days, I'll be sending out my reminders for those that always contribute. It's that time again, and it goes by really fast. And, I look at the date and I think, oh, my God, I got to do this again. And it usually takes me about 2 days to put it all up. With all the, the work that's sent to me, poetry, excerpts, articles, press releases. I can do those also. I have a ton of them. I already have a ton of them. I mean, it's unreal. And so without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest tonight who's going to help us uncover twin flames. And her name is Samantha Elizabeth. Hi, Samantha. How are you? I'm going to call you Sam tonight, Samantha.
Okay, that's well. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
How am I? I'm good. I'm really good. I was away for a few days, and I got totally fried.
Yeah.
I you don't realize it. I mean, I'm in the South, so that should not be a surprise to me. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I got totally, and I learned my lesson, universe. I learned it. I got it, right? But anyways, we're going to talk about twin flames. Sam's going to give us her experiences and what we know about it, and I'm certainly going to discuss mine, what I'm going through right now. And Sam's already encountered something in her life, and so we're going to do that. But to differentiate what a twin flame is and a soulmate, a soulmate is the same energy. It's not like the twin flame that is cut from the same cloth.
Right, they're mirrors. They're mirrors.
Right. A twin flame mm-hmm. is a mirror. You are mirrors of each other. So, in other words, if I look at you and you look at me, you're experiencing some of the same things at the same time in your life. Like maybe you're not feeling well, or your twin is maybe not going to feel well. And you might not even know that of each other if you have not met and you don't know that other person. So obviously you're never going to know. But if you, compare notes, and you say, well, I wasn't feeling good in January, and that other person's going to say, neither was I. So you'll compare notes. But the road to your twin flame is not easy. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Not at all.
And you can encounter years and years and years of trauma and sadness, and then I feel, I don't know what Sam's going to think, but I think once you actually find or discover or uncover who that twin flame is of yours, it becomes really bad, especially if you have not connected yet. So, Sam, I'm going to let you take off a little bit here with this, or else I'll just talk the whole show and you'll never get to say a word.
Well, I really enjoy your company, so it's always nice to chat with you.
Yeah, people like to listen to me talk, but anyways, let's hear from you. What your experience has been about, what you've encountered, what you know. That'll be interesting, because I'm sure it's going to be different than what I know.
Okay, so my personal experience of getting to the point of actually even knowing that they exist and encountering took quite a bit of a journey that started a few years ago when I was diagnosed with kidney and liver disease back in 2015. And it sent me on a journey of healing, and because Western medicine just told me that I was going to die. And so at the time, I was able to fly all over the world finding different healers. And during those times, I actually started picking up more about what psychicness is, because every country I would go to, I would remember living there in a past life. And well, last April it was that God told me to sell my house, get rid of all my worldly possessions, because during this healing process of mine, I began to understand the voice of God or my higher self or whoever you believe your higher creator to be. I started getting really familiar with that particular voice that told me to just get rid of all my shit and whatever I couldn't get rid of, burn it. And it had me move down into two suitcases. And then I started, for some reason, I traveled the world a little bit more and lived in a few countries last year. And I was in Estonia in the summertime, and it was just, let me back up. Back in May, I met a pastor over a church called the First Spiritualist Church in San Diego, and one of her other pastors told me that they saw a vision of me in Stonehenge, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'm going to Stonehenge, God, I'm hearing you. Yeah. All right, God. So I was in Estonia in the summertime, and then I went to Stonehenge. I went into the center of Stonehenge, and I got a message from God that said, you are healed, which is the weirdest experience I've encountered that far into my life. And then I remember while I was in Estonia and England, I'm like, where am I supposed to go now, God? And so because I really didn't know where I was supposed to go. I didn't have any tickets anywhere else, but I knew I was supposed to settle down. And the settling down part was a little difficult for me, because I first was going to book a place in Greece, because that's my favorite country on the whole planet, and that didn't go through. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll get a little closer to the United States so I can have people that I know that can come visit me. And so I actually booked a place in the Dominican Republic, but for some reason, that never went through. I had to end up canceling that and getting a full refund because there was just too many things that didn't line up. And so I'm like, all right, God, I really need your help now, because I think I'm following you, but it's not happening. I need your help. I need your guidance. Where do I go? And so God was like, look for this budget in Mexico so you can have more luxuries that you need in your world. And I'm like, luxuries? What kind of luxuries? And it was the luxury of American mail, like Amazon Prime, because I have specific physical needs that Mexico doesn't have, right? So anyways, told me to go to Mexico, got to Mexico, and I'm like completely lost in Mexico. I had this idea that I was going to be working with certain people and doing certain things, and that never panned out. I felt very lost when I got here. And I really started praying a whole lot. And I'm like, I don't understand. Why am I in Mexico? Why? I hate Mexico. This is the worst place on the planet. What the fuck am I doing here? And then all of a sudden, God's like, reach out to some of the locals and see if you can participate in some of the things that they're doing. So I reached out to one of the people who runs a local orphanage charity, and we met for lunch. And during that meeting, she continues to tell me, she's like, you know, there's this person that I feel that you really need to meet, because you guys have a lot in common, and I just feel like you're going to be working together in some way, shape, or form. And I'm like, man, I'm perfectly happy being single. I have been single for a while. I've been living on my own for a while. I've been traveling the world. I've been really working on myself, figuring out how to love myself so thoroughly. And she's like, just, you know, worst case scenario is you get some free food and some drinks and some entertainment by the locals. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I did not decide to go until probably the day before, I think. And I ended up showing up, and like everybody showed up. There's a whole bunch of people. I met some beautiful people, but it was like not anything, a big deal. And then all of a sudden I started getting sick to my stomach. Like my solar plexus was just on fire, and it hurt. It hurt so bad. And I didn't understand what was happening. I just know that I hurt. And all of a sudden the pain and the dis-ease just kept coming and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there was this truck that came around the corner, this white truck that came around the corner. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, that's where it's coming from, because I've been so in tune with my body and my self-awareness that I can kind of hone in on where these things are coming from. And it ended up being this particular person that was driving the white truck. And he came to the singles gathering, and he spoke about his stuff. And the whole time he's speaking, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to hear anything you're saying. Why are you talking? You just hurt my gut. And it was such a weird experience, because at that point in time, I wasn't really afraid of people. I wasn't afraid of meeting people. But this particular person, I completely shut down, and I couldn't even like listen to what they were saying. And I mean, even to the point to where this person gave me, like, went to approach me, went to talk to me, sat next to me. That's another thing. There was only one friggin' chair in the whole place open, and it was next to me. And I'm like, Jesus, why? Why is this chair available? Somebody sit here. Somebody else sit here. And then this person sat next to me, and I'm looking over to the right, and I'm all of a sudden I'm finding myself finding reasons to love this person, even though I found myself also not attracted at the same time. It was kind of a mixed signal. So at the end of the gathering, he was hugging everybody goodbye and whatever, and he went to go hug me, and for some reason, my initial reaction was to jump back and protect my heart space. And so I put my hands over my heart, and I'm like, I'm just, you know, keeping to myself, I'm just self-preserving, or whatever it was that I said. And that was the weirdest reaction I have ever had to anybody I have ever met in my entire life. I went home that evening and questioned myself. I said, God, why did that happen? Why would I react that way? What, I mean, it's such extremeness. I don't understand what's happening. I mean, and then that was the only chair that was open, and he happened to sit next to me. I mean, and he's like, you guys, he's 22 years old, older than me. And I'm just like, what is it about this man, this particular person that makes me unattracted yet attracted to him? And God said, well, that's your twin flame. And I'm like, what does that mean? How does that function? And, well, then God started telling me to look up different things about twin flames. And I guess at the time, I really truly didn't understand what twin flame is. I still, you know, would love to know a little bit more, but I'm learning on my journey. But God had me start asking him questions and sending him. He had invited me to this gathering or something, and I was like, no, I'm not going to anything. No, thank you. But I started asking him questions like his date of birth, place of birth, time of birth, all of that, and his full name. And so I did that, and I looked at all the information up on the internet, and it turned out that we were very much twin flames. And I still didn't know what the heck that meant at the time. I mean, you guys, this is in August of 2018, and it's only April of 2019, so not so long ago did I move to Mexico. I met him in person in October 25th of 2018. So I started looking up information, and I just thought, oh, it's the twin flames. I thought it was just like happily ever after type of a situation. You're like, woohoo! It's amazing. This is why I gave up sex. This is why I gave up relationships. This is why I've been single for so long. It's going to be amazing. Holy shit. Well, it wasn't. Wasn't very amazing. It was so weird, because I went on the 11/11 portal gateway of this past 2018. I decided to go do a medicinal ceremony up in Vista, California, and that opened up a lot for me, because I remember saying, what's done in the dark must come to the light, and I just took the whole dose, and holy shit, I just was revealed all this darkness, and I thought it was just something that I had to live through. And then I remember, you know, I had even gotten to the point to where I was so fearless that I stood naked in public and sang a song, and I didn't understand why I was doing all of this weird stuff. And God's like, well, because you need to eliminate more of your fears so you can be in union. And I was like, okay, whatever that means, okay. So I'm just doing whatever God tells me to do. And then it turned out that this person was actually not single. He was still very much in a relationship.
And not to interrupt you, Sam, but that happens a lot. It happens a lot. It doesn't mean both people will be available.
Right.
All it does is put more into the mix. It makes it tough.
It does. And the thing is one party was in denial, the other party was not in denial. And it's, anyway, so I had to leave the country because I couldn't be in union with my twin flame. So I left the middle of November, probably about the 18th. I left and I went to the state of Utah, and I'm like, all right, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because the further away I got, the better I felt. And so I went there, and then my twin and I still had communication, very much so. We were building something, but it was kind of superficial is what I'm starting to understand, is that we weren't really focusing on the spiritual aspect of things, and it got very superficial. But nonetheless, I was just falling deeper and deeper in love. I was so proud of myself that I was listening to God and listening to my angels, listening to my guides for the direction to get to this point of the happily ever after story that I wanted so dearly. And my birthday was the 27th, and I was eating dinner with a group of my sisters in southern Utah, and all of a sudden I get a phone call, and I'm like, I told y'all I was going to get a phone call. I told y'all I was going to California, didn't I? Look who's calling now. And it was him. And sure enough, the next day I booked a flight, I paid for my flight and booked it out. And I spent the weekend in San Diego with my twin. And I had the most remarkable weekend. I had a weekend of a full Kundalini awakening that I didn't even understand. Just my body just kept going into tremors over and over and over and over. And I couldn't, it was hours upon hours upon hours of tremors and energetic movements that were unexplainable to either of us. And all I knew was that I was, this is what I was supposed to be doing. And come the end of the weekend, it was time for me to go back home. And his partner, who he has not cut ties with, started doing things and just in her own way, manipulating situations. And it was challenging, actually, to realize that this person was still very attached to this particular relationship and also attached to me at the same time. And let's say a week later, I had actually moved down to Baja. I was looking for a rental, and y'all, I'm not bullshitting you. I had an idea of where this person lived at, but God put me next door. I mean, y'all, I am not kidding you. Next door. My rental was next door to his place. And oh my God, it tripped me out. I had no clue. I got there, and then I get into my rental. His partner, number one, is still living there. Still living there. They're still in their karmic cycle. They are doing whatever they're doing, and I am next door. And it was surreal, because then I started having problems with the plumbing in my rental. Like, there was flooding going on in my rental, and I couldn't live there anymore. And so my partner was like, I call him my partner, you guys. So he's like, well, why don't you just move in here? But there's a lot of cleanup, because so-and-so was doing this and so-and-so was doing that. And she had moved out during the time that I was in my rental. And she had moved out but not moved on is what I'm learning. and I understand now that, you know, once I moved in, all of these energies were happening. And then I'm going to just skip ahead a little bit and to a little more present moment.
You keep talking. I have a caller. I want to see if the caller wants to ask something, okay? So keep
talking.
Yeah,
sure.
Don't mind
me. Okay.
I'm going to disappear for a moment, though.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, so just skipping ahead a little bit into that moving in process, we started our life together, whatever that is. And I just was expecting this beautiful, happily ever after moment, you know, because I've been working on my shit. I just assumed that my twin, whatever that means, my twin flame would be on the same level as me and would be, you know, just thoroughly understanding about a bunch of things. So I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was going to be this beautiful, happily ever after situation. And it ended up, during the time that we did stay together, it ended up, you know, beautiful at first, you know, and then immediately within a couple of weeks, just starting working on karmic patterns and cycles of things that need to be addressed and need to be loved and worked on. And I was just recognizing during our relationship how it's really important to know our karmic cycles that start from our childhood traumas. And it's important so we can eliminate them from our lives, our specific addictions, our parents' karma, living in the present moment requires us to be able to identify patterns of the past so they don't happen again in the present. And knowing my psychic skills during this relationship of our union, our initial reunion, were enhanced significantly because I started thinking and doing the stuff that he was doing, and he was thinking and doing the stuff that I was doing. I was also able to open more communication lines with my angels and my guides and my God. It's really kind of fun to recognize that what I didn't realize was how much of me that I saw in my partner. That is a beautiful thing to understand that our lives were so very different in the traumas and dramas growing up, with the racism, the self-loathing, the codependency, the addictions of sex or pills or caffeine or food, internet, body shaming, physical abuse, emotional abuse, pornography, superficial judgments, cutting people down, things like that were the things that him and I had in common. And something else that we had in common was something like incest and molestation. And that's something that I actually have a lot of information on that I remember, and that my twin was not able to fully embrace and honor what that felt like. I also recognized in the relationship that the lack of the great emotional detachment that was currently taking place within my twin flame, and being able to see that emotional detachment hurt me very much, because what happens is, because I am him and he is me, I was doing all of his work for him, and I was working through his karmic cycles. So knowing that I could no longer, you know, handle those situations, it was in February that I made a decision that, God, I don't know what the whole point to this was. I thought this was supposed to be like happily ever after. And during our relationship, I actually picked up on an old habit of mine of smoking marijuana for about a month. And it was over the February, the Valentine's Day weekend that I had decided that I'm done with this shit because I'm smoking every second that I get to make it better. And so now I'm going to just stop. And you can continue your drinking. You can do what you need, but I'm going to stop. I went to go flush it down the toilet, and he picked me up and took me out of the bathroom to prevent me from actually, doing that task. And
I want to say something, Sam, at this point.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm going to say this, usually it's not this fiery. The relationship, if it is a relationship, one or the other is going to know long before somebody tries to do something to another person. That is not a twin flame. A twin flame does not do that to their twin flame. So you may have been encountering a mix of something there. It may not have been your twin flame. There's something from within that you know. You don't. What it does is it really makes you sad. It doesn't make you want to hurt the person.
He has been very mindful, and that's very, very, very good that you bring that up. That's actually something that I noticed in this relationship, because I've had so many other karmic relationships that I've worked through, that he really was very mindful of and tried to withhold harming me. That was very important that he just did things that perhaps didn't. It could have been handled differently, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yes, it could have been handled differently. And the twin flame thing is something that I am still learning about, because I know that since I've left the union, he has restarted his karmic cycle. And I have been placed into his energy field 5 times now. And I feel him every
single
time.
That's called a synchronicity. There's a reason for all of that.
Oh, yes.
Maybe it's just to enlighten you and enlighten him a little bit more, because, the way the situation evolved, I mean, you think, oh, this is going to be wonderful. But oftentimes, twin flames don't even like each other. They really don't.
Yes, and that's what I'm beginning to understand, Natalie, is that the twin flame unions, when you first get together, it's all fiery and passionate and sexual, and then all these things happen, and because there's things that if you haven't healed your karmic lines, your karma, your things that you volunteered to come to Earth to fix, then those things are going to be re-triggered in your life. And so, when I was saying about the addictions and the behaviors and the fears, I was able, because I've been a pattern person, because I've had such a traumatic life, I started practicing my patterns and identifying them. I was able to figure out all of these things about my parents, about my siblings, about my coworkers, about my children within that relationship. And it was a really profoundly beautiful situation, because I know, Natalie, I know deep down in his soul, I know who he is. And just like you know your twin, you know who he is. And I know deep down inside that man loves me with everything he has. The only thing is that when we get so caught up in the human side of the world of our addictions, that we have trouble seeing what's really there, because our addictions are what puts a veil in front of us. And if we are able to eliminate addictions from our life, then we eliminate the veils. And it helps us be able to see the greater picture that God really put us on this planet to do. And because I have a great job to do here on the planet, and so does my twin. And my twin actually had some success several years ago, and is, just started ahead of me. But again, he's 22 years older than I am. that's to be expected. And all I know, all I know is that he keeps, he has his karmic cycles to heal. And I get to be more appreciative of the things that scared the shit out of me and the things that I experienced and the things that I witnessed during that particular first union. And because I didn't even know that twins existed before 2018, and then all of a sudden there was a twin, and I thought it was going to be happily ever after, and I'm still, like, looking around like, dude, God, why would you do that? What's the point? What is it that I'm supposed to learn about this?
Well, you know, I'm gonna talk about something right now before you continue.
Yeah.
There are different stages that they go through. It's the search, you go to the awakening, the test, the crisis, the running or chasing stage, the surrender, is the surrender, and then finally, it's a reunion and joining. We're listening to you. A lot of people are thinking, well, this all happened at one time. You probably encountered this person in another lifetime before. Now you come back around now. Because twin flames are mirrors of each other. You are of the same, cut from the same cloth. There's no doubt in my mind, okay? But you've really been fortunate that you were able to encounter yours, the actual contact.
Okay? I've been working very hard. I've been working so hard on myself.
But for the people that are listening, they have to understand, it's not always like that. You don't always get these words of wisdom. You will flounder. You'll get upset. One of you will get really upset, and I'll discuss a little bit about mine, and mine is totally different than yours, just totally. But I didn't want to interrupt you, but I just want to let everybody know there are stages with this, and you don't always have to be a runner, meaning somebody, oh, God, this person's coming after me. They must mean something. I better get out of here. I got to get out of town.
Yes.
I don't want this.
Yes.
You have to let that person adjust. Because it's frightening to them. If they are not highly spiritual people, they are not going to have a clue. They are not going to understand what
not
they're
at
going
all.
To. All they know is they get afraid. So go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did want to bring in some information.
That's okay. What I'll do is I'll actually kind of go backwards a little, well, forward, I guess, into time. Into our relationship, I actually decided that I want to go to church because I need some God up in this piece. I need some extra homies of spiritual nature that can, you know, help fill my soul and that I can share with and, you know, things like that. And so I decided to start going to church. And then I got invited back to First Spiritualist Church. And I'm like, all right, dude, we're going to First Spiritualist Church. He's like, really? Like, I think I know the person who runs that joint. And I'm like, Yeah, let's do this. And he's like, I am actually good friends, like really good friends with the pastor over there. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Like, all right, God, what are you trying to do here? Like, what is this about? We get to meet with the with the pastor. They've known each other for like 13 or so years, and she specializes in twin flame union research. Like, she has been researching it for years and years and years. And I'm just like, holy cow, are you for real? Like, this is a beautiful confirmation that it's not just me, like, it's a real thing. Like, and she's just sitting here saying it all out, what I've been saying to him for months, and she's reiterating it. And I'm just like sitting back and like, For real? Like, this is real? Like, I didn't make it all up in my head. This is for real. And it was so, that was so beautiful to have experienced someone else who actually understood, not just the twin flame union, but she actually has a very similar traumatic life as mine. So her and I are like soul sisters. And it was just so beautiful to know that there's all these synchronizations of people that I know and people that he knows. And it was just so amazing to witness that and to have that confirmation that I was doing the right thing. I'm tuning in. I'm staying steadfast on my path and doing everything right. And it was the runner and the chaser is very much the what's happening at this current point in time. I mean, I'm still sending this person messages, videos, and emails because they blocked me. And
okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Why? Why are you?
Let me tell you. Why am I sending messages?
I'm saying this to you so our audience can understand why you're doing
this. I'm actually really glad because him and I are cut from the same cloth. And in this lifetime, I was adopted 3 separate times. I was abandoned several times. I was left alone a lot. And I wasn't loved a lot. And so what I did was when I left, because I didn't leave on good terms, y'all. I didn't leave on good terms. But after I left and I left that energy field, I got to thinking, okay, what does he need, God? And, well, God was like, he needs to be loved. And I'm like, well, how do I love him? How can I love him? And God said, don't give up on him. Let him know that you still love him. Let him know that he's worthy of love. And let him know all the things that you're learning. Tell him everything you're learning. Tell him all the falters that you keep going back and forth over. Tell him, just tell him everything. And
so that's what you've been. So that's what you've been doing. You've been sending messages,
yep.
little videos, mm-hmm. and all of that. Mm-hmm. Just reaching out. And
but you see
the pain. That's what I'm telling people out there. Everybody thinks, this is really cool to meet your twin flame. It's not really cool.
Uh-huh.
It's a work in progress. The road can be so tough,
mm-hmm.
so tough.
Right.
That
you
don't want to be anymore. Because you end up with this longing, and it takes over you, and there's no outlet. I mean, you know, you met yours. I have not had contact with mine.
Right.
So can you imagine?
Right. And so what I got to do since I've left the relationship is I got back into my indigenous ways, because what's beautiful is I had my DNA done last month and I got the results back the day that I left. Turns out that I'm like 11.
Cool.
Yeah, it turns out I'm like almost 12% Native American Mexican. I know, girl. And I'm
she's
also
got red
like
hair, people.
Well, that's because I'm 83% North European. So I have a lot of
Irish?
Christian roots. Yeah, Limerick, actually. I have a lot of Christian roots and a lot of Central American roots. And so that's what I've found that I've been doing is I've been stepping back into my Christianity and my indigenous ways, which is brilliant. I'm so grateful that I have multiple modalities to refer to heal my hurt, to heal what I've been experiencing, and not just me, but because my twin flame has been experiencing these things too, because we are attached. You know, we feel each other's feelings. I'm just a little more emotionally available to allow those things to flow. And I've been doing a lot of work and a lot of praying, and then also faltering and going back and like, I can't believe this shit has been done. And, you know, just, my humanness, you know, because you get back into humanality versus spirituality and you forget that this person is a spirit first. They are a spirit first who volunteered to come to earth to be a human and get these addictions and traumas and whatever that they have
You're
to
actually,
learn.
You were split in two. You were split
yes.
in two. That's
yes,
what it is.
Because of our Atlantean.
And you do all these incarnations. Sometimes it takes 100 years. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
It's been a lot longer than
him
and I. Him and I have not been rejoined in a spiritual aspect since Lemuria and Atlantis. But we have had past lives together where we used to beat each other up, actually. And
you're doing it again.
Well, actually, no, because he never.
I mean, you know, it was a tumultuous situation. It flared up.
Right, but the difference is in this lifetime. In this lifetime, him and I were both more mindful of that, and we both were unwilling to purposefully separate. But then his karmic person stepped back in, and she started manipulating the situation again. And that's what I needed. I needed someone to help intervene so we could separate, because him and I would have been going down that path of abuse again. That's what I've been privy to information about, was that I'm very grateful for that person to step back in, because I get to really love her. And I mean, she's got her own agenda of what she's doing for herself, you know, but I'm looking at it as I'm so freaking grateful that someone was able to help. She's my earth angel. And just because they're together and doing things that they're doing, it's all divinely planned and timed. And even though I want it to be different right now, it's just not.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't mean to. I'm not reprimanding you, but I want you to realize something, that you had the opportunity to actually connect, and now you know what needs to be done. You're already past all that. So it's teaching you something too, as well as it's teaching him.
Well, and that's one of the messages.
And it doesn't mean you'll come back together again. And it
right.
could mean that you will. I mean,
right.
it could take 5 years. I have no idea. There,
right.
There's no time frame in it. You can't. And my situation is totally different than yours. And in the last 10 minutes
right.
or so, we'll talk about mine. But yours is an ongoing kind of thing. Yours is real. Mine is still in the spiritual stage. Yeah, you know what's
right.
going on, and it's great. It really is great for everybody to hear this. I think it is.
Well, and it's really important to recognize that I can only change my side of the relationship and what I'm going through and what my experience is, and I cannot change my partner's. I can only change me, and then it's up to them to do their own work. And because I've learned how very empathic I am, I was unwilling to do the work, and physically sick all the time because I was doing so much of his work, that that's another reason why I'm so grateful that his karmic partner stepped back in. And so you can take yourself from victim to victory if you're willing to address your past, your childhood traumas, the cycles that you keep repeating. So that way things like Alzheimer's doesn't come into effect later on in life, because that's what happens when you suppress your feelings. You get things like cancer, and you get things like Alzheimer's disease, is because you're suppressing emotions that need to be freed. And, you know, finding out what makes you tick it's beautiful to know what you tick. And so in my relationship, these are the things that were brought to my mind of why it's not working, is because one of us is willing and able to be 100% open, honest, raw, real, 100% of the time, and the other person still has some hookups and, you know, some addictive behaviors that just need to be addressed. And you're right. Will it be in this lifetime?
I don't know. Because you actually, you know him. You've been with him. You see what I'm saying? So you have to. And the other thing you have to do, and if you heard my story, you'd want to die. But you have to know that and appreciate that you do know this person. You speak to this person. You can speak to this person. What if you can't? What if you can't, Sam?
I know.
Like
and
me.
I know. And not only can I, but sister, let me tell you, my habit, my MO is to jump ship and get as far away as I possibly can. Well, back in February, when I decided that I had to leave, God made an apartment available to me. I was very specific in my needs. I couldn't have anybody attached to my building. I wanted to only feel my feelings, and my neighbors were going to be conscious people. Girl, I'll tell you what I did. And it's right on the same mountain that I wanted. I mean, it's literally every, and it's brand newly constructed. It has been waiting for me since the moment I decided I need a place to move to. I need a new place. So instead of up and running and aborting the situation, not only did I get the place that I really asked God for, because God knew what I needed, but I also am staying, and I get to see my, I get to see my twin with his karmic partner, and I get to be.
But you mean this is the previous relationship that he was in before?
Yes, ma'am. Mhm.
This is not the person that he was married to.
No. So many of his relationships, people have reached out to me telling me their stories about their experience with him. And it's all just terrible news. And I'm just like, you guys, please just pray for his growth. Just please, because I don't want him to keep repeating these cycles. I want him to know. I want him to learn. I want him to grow. I just.
And you are, Sam, but you really are. You really are. Look at how far you've come. I want to give you hugs through the phone. You know, everybody that's listening, that's not fun to be with somebody and then you get to see over and over this person back with somebody else. That is not fun. That's horrible. That's a horrible feeling. But you mustn't give up. And there's another thing I want to tell everybody, and this is what's kept me going. You must believe. No matter what,
you must
believe. And everybody knows how spiritual I am and where I am. I'm very high up. Mm-hmm. I've been tested a lot, you know, but I believe. And I will wait till the end of time.
We have to believe. We have to have faith.
And if you put all this out into the universe, and if you say, you know, because, well, the universe to me is God, okay, that's my ultimate. You know, I talk to God every day. Everybody knows that. Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I even ask him, well, why am I here? Why are you keeping me so young looking and so healthy? Why?
Right.
There has to be more for me. I almost died back in 83. Everybody knows that story. So when you let go of that and you recognize and say, okay, all right, so this is a bumpy road I'm on. Well, maybe I'll end up on the cement over there that's going alongside me. Right now I'm on the dirt road. Trugging along and feeling this way, but so in a sense I can understand. I mean, I've not gone through what you've gone through, so I really don't know what it's like. Sometimes when twin flames meet, it's the most romantic thing in the world, and they never part from each other. It can be like that. And sometimes
that's when you have to work through the karmic cycles. You have to have all your shit worked on and done and loved and forgiven.
But sometimes the other person is just afraid.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other person knows, oh, something's going on here. What is this? Oh, but I'm afraid it's going to change my life, and I don't want my life changed. But what that person, and I'm talking to that person that I know comes to the site, listens to my shows and all of that, in case he listens. It doesn't mean I would change your life. I would enhance your life and take you to a place you never knew existed. And that's how I feel. But when a person is afraid and doesn't understand the spirituality part of it, and what is this? I mean, really, come on, what is this? I mean, I'm a regular person. You know, I do this. I go to work, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, I'm hit with this, and I can't seem to let it go.
Right.
So you ask the questions, and I have the answers. And that's but yours is just a little different. Yours is a lot different than mine. You know,
and I didn't expect it. You know, I thought that twin flame was like the whole happily ever after. I didn't realize that sometimes
it does end that way. Usually it does end in romance, and it is a very nice reunion, and you grow old together or whatever. And I also want to tell people the age factor does not matter. Sam just said that this person was 22 years older.
Yep.
Well, the person that
matter.
Comes to my site is 18 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So, and typically what I'm learning is that that's actually quite typical in twin flame. See, that's what I realized. My twin flame, when he was 21 years old, he died. 11 months later, I was born. And
well, see, I don't know all about that yet, see, because you've actually encountered yours. I have not been able to sit down and discuss, but you can bet there are a lot of similarities in life and his life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's going to be exact now, everybody that's listening. It doesn't mean it's going to be exact. It does not mean it will be a twin reflection. Not always. They're so unique.
Not at first.
Twin flames are so unique. They really are. They're very diverse and very unique, and you can really suffer from it. It can take over your whole self.
It can, if you allow it.
Well, but how
but
do
you
we
don't
know,
have
Sam,
to.
That that's not a part of the growth? How do we know?
Well, and that's because I've chosen not to suffer. You know, you hear me let go of my emotions as they come. I'm not suppressing them.
And I don't either. Right.
Right. I don't suppress my feelings. I allow them to flow freely. And I'm able, see, what's really funny is like, I remember my pre-birth memories. I remember actually volunteering for the life that I chose, the being beaten, being choked, being molested, being raped, all these emotional detached things. I volunteered for it. And, you know, he remembers not wanting to be born, my twin. He says he did not want to be born. And then when he was born, he was left in an incubator and he felt abandoned. And, you know, all of these things happened to him. And then after he got home, he had things that happened with his parents and him. And it just, there's so many things that we have similar upbringings. It's not about a direct mirror reflection. It's about the way we were raised. That's what I'm beginning to understand between my twin and I, is our pains are very similar, and it's just a matter of being able to honor them so we can bring those wisdoms forward, so that way we don't keep repeating the same emotional detachments, the same addictive behaviors, the same addictive patterns in the present moment, so we can truly find joy. That's what I'm beginning to understand, is I have learned to forgive him. And I don't give up. No, I don't.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Believe what's in your heart. I believe there's the heart, and behind it is the soul. That's how I view it.
Mm-hmm.
And that heart can protect that soul for a very, very long time. Because
and
the soul is going to be more vulnerable. But the heart, sometimes people, you'll hear they put things around their heart because they don't want anybody to get too close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't have control over that. But
right.
That's how I feel, where the soul is. Now, there's going to be people that will say, no, it's not really there. For me, it is. That is my belief.
Yeah.
And I carry it with me all the time.
Right.
But the big thing for you, Sam, is don't give up.
No.
You mustn't give up.
I didn't.
Because maybe the time when you come back together, you'll both be in a much better place. You see?
I am the most focused person you will ever find. When I have a goal, I achieve it. What I want, I typically get. Now, this particular situation, this particular relationship seems very unachievable at this point, just because of where it is that they're at, because their spiritual growth has stopped. They're choosing to stop and not learn. And I can't force it upon them. All I can do
you're not with that person, so you really don't know what they're doing.
You
can only assume.
Because he actually sent me some. He actually responded for the first time in 3 weeks yesterday, and it seems that he's still in a certain level of stuckness, and that's okay. I'm just realizing that at this current point in time, it seems unachievable, but
age. Don't say that.
It seems unachievable, and there's a lot.
Yeah, okay, that's better. That's better.
That's what I was saying, was that it seems unachievable, but it's not unachievable. It's just a matter of how much work are we really, really willing to do with ourselves to achieve that desired goal of sheer joy, happiness, and enlightenment. you know, I've been doing so much work on myself, and I just would love to have that mirror reflection. I'm ready for that mirror reflection of someone else who's also willing to do the hard work and see what it is that makes them tick and why they're unable to communicate their emotions, touching their feminine side, because that's what a feminine, you know, that's the divine feminine within them that they're not really in tune with at this point. And that's a whole new concept as well for me, is the balance of divine masculine and feminine within each one of us. And I realize that it is achievable. It just seems, it seems quite distant. And I just wish it was different. I wish that I'm grateful. I am grateful that this has all taken place. I'm grateful that we actually beat a cycle of hours, because in previous lifetimes it was shown to me that we used to get to the point of the Alzheimer's and beating each other up and yelling at each other all the time. And this lifetime, we have not made it this far yet. We made it this far. We were able to separate, and it wouldn't have happened if his karmic partner wouldn't have been so willing to do her thing. And so many people have a hard time understanding the spiritual aspect of the greater picture of it all. But this is how it attains to my life. I'm grateful for that woman. I am so grateful for her and her addictions that she keeps bringing back into his life. Because it's making it so obvious.
Well, now, you know,
obvious.
See, the love must be honest and unconditional in a twin flame situation. Or a part of you will always be driven to reject each other.
Exactly.
Or one. Like, he will reject you, you will reject him. So, and to do unconditional, no matter, that's tough.
Well, you have to
that
be able
have
to
love
accept and forgive
all
them
that they
for
are.
Where they came from.
I have to accept all that they are. And who they are and what they are.
Yeah.
So people say, oh, it's so great, twin flame. it can be a very bumpy road. And I think it's for both in their own way. Now, mine is totally different. I have not connected with mine. Although I know he knows who I am.
Yeah.
He knows. However, but you have to understand, because I understand that there's this fear that, like I said before, that, oh, my God, my life is going to change. No. Your life will be enhanced. Your life will be enhanced. It will not change. I will not change anybody's life. I don't even want to do that.
Right.
But,
and so that's why I get to step away. And that's how come I can love the situation, because I realized that I couldn't handle the energies that this person was putting out. I love them, but I couldn't. I know that it didn't suit me. Those habits, those things didn't suit where I was going spiritually. So that's another reason why I'm grateful, so I could leave, so I can learn to love him for
yourself.
Where he's
you
at.
You were removed.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because it wasn't
and
serving
so that,
its purpose.
No.
It was not serving its purpose.
No. And I just know that I'm incredibly grateful for the experience. And I was listening to a song for the first time being sung. I've never heard this song yesterday. Just explain how it was that I came to find him. And it just brought me down this memory of how far I really had to travel, how much money I had to go through, how much personal growth and development I went through to find him. And then it's like, it's not all for nothing. That is for sure. It is not all for nothing. If anything, it's all for everything. It means everything to be able to find someone who is just the other.
Sometimes
part
you don't
of
find
you.
Them. It's just a connection that is made because it's divinely ordained.
Right.
It was meant to happen at that particular moment in time.
But
like I said, you know, for me, all I can do is wait. How would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'm grateful that I'm not
having. And, you know, it's very hard. I cannot reach him. He has to reach me.
Yeah.
So he's not reachable. It's not like a man in a grocery store that can go up and say, hi, how are you? No, it's not like that at all.
Right. Yours is quite a bit of a different scenario.
It is. But yet, but yet there's a sense of him all the time around me, and I hear things. I don't hear from God. I just talk to God every day. He knows he's going to hear something from me, my little dissertation. I talk to him about the world, what I don't like, what's going on.
Right.
And, but
right.
I understand everybody's got to learn, but I don't like some of the ways that it's happening. But,
right.
you know, this for me, I just really don't know what's going to happen because it, on my end now, it's been going on for 2 years. On his end, it's probably been about a year, a little over a year, I must say.
Right.
And it's very tough because I don't know what's ever going to happen with it. I don't know. Does it hurt me? Every single day. Does it make me cry? Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is it's the longing. You want to just be able to pick up the phone and say, I'm here.
Yes.
You come and see me all the time on the site.
Yes.
Right. Just contact me. So maybe he'll listen to the recording. I don't know. But I'm certainly not ever going to hurt him. Never. No, I wouldn't hurt anybody ever. I mean, I just wouldn't.
Well, you have too much life experience. You know, and I'm sure you've worked through all of your karmic side, all of your dark shadows. You know, your dark wolf, your light wolf, your whatever you want to call that. You know, I'm sure that you've worked through so much that you have so much experience that you could teach him a thing or two. You know.
Well, it could be very enlightening for him because, yeah, you're right. I do have a lot of, as I like to call it, floor experience. You know, I've encountered a lot. I've been around, you know, I almost died in 1983. I've had some things almost like miracles happen for me. I'm not just your usual woman that's walking up and down the street with a bunch of bags. I'm not like
yes.
that at all. And,
right.
And, you know,
you're not
but that doesn't mean the person that just walks up and down the street carrying her groceries is not a beautiful person. It just means it's
yeah.
different than me. That's all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all the time I just send love and light and talk. I talk to him every single day. I keep that channel open. But like with you, you'll end up talking to your person, you will. But I don't know when I ever will.
I just,
so,
you know, I offer to talk with him, but he doesn't want to do it mediated. And it's safer for us both emotionally, physically, and spiritually to have a third party present so we don't hurt one another. Because I end up...
Yeah, that's not
I'm
good.
In, yeah, because I'm super empathic. I end up responding for him in his way, the way that he is suppressing. And it's just, it's not fair. To, and he, you know, I don't want to trigger him. And I just want it to be fair ground and
right.
to a place to where, you know, because I would really love to reveal to him everything that I've been experiencing in the past 3 weeks since we've been separated. I have been experiencing so much and I would like for him to reveal to me, you know, what he's found out about himself. You know, if he wants
right.
to, but either way, it would be, it's, I mean, God,
just don't, Sam, just don't
me.
Give up. Just don't
God
give up.
God keeps putting me into that scenario, and I just don't want
That's
to think
okay.
that, I,
Leave.
That I have to
just,
wait another
you've got to understand that you're both going through this for a purpose, and maybe it's
mm-hmm.
so the two of you can be together,
right.
and it doesn't mean it's not going to be in this lifetime.
Yeah.
See, I don't plan
yeah.
on coming back. This is my last hurrah. I'm not coming back. So this man better pick up his heels and waltz over because, well, he can't waltz over. He's too far away. But you know what I'm saying? Says your situation is in a sense worse than mine if you look at it. I haven't experienced anything.
Because you haven't even started yours. You haven't even started it, right?
Everything is within. But the whole thing would begin with just one contact, email, whatever. And I hope he listens to the show because he knows who he is. And not to be afraid.
Right.
If anything, we could just talk.
Right, right, there's no reason to fear. There's no reason to fear anything because if God
no,
is for
no,
you, then no one is against
no.
you. Face your fears.
Right.
I mean, shit, if I'm willing to stand buck-ass naked and sing in public, I am fearless. You know, but what I found
oh,
is that
I wouldn't do that, honey.
Oh, I'm, well,
I would never do that ever in my life.
296 pounds. My body has shocked some people. And so standing in public was very freeing for me and very liberating, because I know that this human body is a vessel, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm so proud that it's still here and willing to support me. And then I get reminded that it's about my spirit, not my physical body. Stop being so shallow. Stop being so judgmental. What is your spirit doing? Why are you really here? What is your life purpose? And so it was easier for me to get over myself, because I had a lot of shaming and judgment in my life. So that was very liberating and very freeing. And I am more comfortable in my body than most women who are smaller than me. I mean, and I have a very hangy, jiggly body, and I will stand naked in front of anybody. And still, I can even make love to myself in front of a mirror by myself without anybody. So there's nothing to fear. There's just nothing to fear.
No, it's the unknown that people are afraid of, that they really don't know.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. But we're near our hour now, and maybe
okay.
I'll have you back. So we can find out what's going on and how this is progressing. And who knows what will happen for me. Maybe I'll have something good to report. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
You know, life is all like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get until you get it. You can wish
and
hope and pray
it's
for
just
it all.
It's very hard to you know, I'm a lot older than you, Sam, and like I said, I am not returning.
And I
just feel like this has to begin soon. It scares me, but and hopefully it will. I have good thoughts. I have good feelings inside, and I have lots of synchronicities, lots of them. I ask for them all the time. Just give me a sign here. Let me know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I get them.
I
really do.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All you have, God is just waiting for you. And I mean, everything that we've gone through in our life, you know, we just need to ask for help. And so we call upon our guides, we call upon our angels, we call upon God or whoever our higher source is, our creator of all creation, because we just ask for help and then we get it. We just have to start talking and then be willing to look for the answer, because sometimes the answers aren't so obvious. Sometimes you just have to really be in tune to see those synchronizations line up for us.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I asked for them because that's
all
I can get right now.
Yes,
that's all I can get.
That's
our little sign.
That's what I'm dealing with.
You know, to know, I mean, in the beginning you think you're crazy. Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Oh, God, yes.
You know what I'm saying? But you have to just keep believing and feel good about yourself. But sometimes that's difficult. You know, I mean, I have two businesses that I'm running, two big sites, and everybody says, oh, you've got all of this. Yeah, but I don't have what I want personally. I really don't. And that's difficult because it's just like you'll hear from people who have a lot of money. Yeah, but I'm not happy with all this money, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's not making me feel inside. All
it's
you can do
fulfilling.
Are get things. No, it's
there's
just things.
More,
you can
yeah,
buy
there's,
things.
There's more than there's more to life
yes.
than just money. Money just happens
yes.
to buy comfort. It helps you
yes.
be comfortable, so you don't have to always remain in a mode of survival. And
exactly.
it provides comfort. Just some people get a little overboard with the comfort and forget that they need to like pay it forward. So that's
yep.
actually
okay,
why.
Okay, well, I'm going to close out the show, and we'll keep in touch, Sam.
Okay.
And maybe in 3 to 4 months or something, I'll have you back on again, and we'll find out where you are in the scheme of things.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And you can tell us what's going on. And I think it's going to be a really, really good thing for both of us. There's a lot of things, good things coming for both of us. We have to believe, but you have to believe.
Oh, absolutely.
I've always
you have
been
to
like
have
that.
Faith. You have to remember that
That's
you're a
right.
spiritual being first. You're not a human. You're a spiritual
right.
being having a human experience. And once you get past all of those products of karmic cycles and addictions, then you remember, holy shit, I am a spirit. I am of light. I am a part of the divine creation that was all placed here for just me and you and everyone else. And it's really important.
I know,
to
but it's not that. It's not that simple. To most people, those are just words, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
But they really are. They really are. It's just the way it is, you know. But anyways, okay, I'm going to end the show here. And thank you, Sam, for coming on and telling us of your experience. And really, all you heard all you really needed to know. I mean, nobody can change anything for me. Nobody can.
Not at this point in time, right. It's not right. It's not the
right
time.
Well, no, I just have to wait. And mm-hmm. keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, you are beautifully preserved, my sister.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we'll have you back on again, maybe June-ish, something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we'll figure it out and find out where you are. And I would love that. I really would. So, everybody, I want to thank you for listening tonight. Next week we have mm-hmm. another guest. And actually, the person that you met at that church, I will have her on May 8th.
Oh, sweet. I'll tune in for that. Thank you.
Yes.
I love her.
I'll see you on Messenger, and I'll say, she's going to be on.
She's amazing.
Yeah. We've already connected on the phone. She said to me, I just had to call you. And I said, okay.
We talked for
half an hour, and she's really sweet. But that's the lady we're going to have on, so that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'll remind you of that. But it's like I said, it's going to be on. She's going to be on May the 8th, according to my big calendar here. Yes, May 8th. It'll be good.
Okay.
All the good things. So, and I also want to thank my stars, Priestess Candy Ranson. She does all the marketing. She does my Instagram. I do Instagram, but she does, puts in stuff, and she does my Facebook, and she does Twitter. I just do Facebook Messenger. That's where I go. That's where I am. That's my little home. I don't post stuff. Sometimes I like something, but that's about it. I don't put all
right.
this stuff on it because I use it for business. And that's what I do. But, Sam, you are a beautiful person.
And
I can't wait to have you on again. And we'll talk on Messenger, of course, and we can always talk on the phone. But but Candy's in the chat room, and we have a new chat room tonight. Oh, Blog Talk Radio is forever springing new things on me. I go and I open up the chat, and oh, my God, it's different. But actually, it's much nicer the way it is. Because I don't have to be going back up to these tabs. That was a nuisance.
Right.
Because sometimes you close out the tab, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
This one you can't. It's right in your face, and it's really cool. So kudos to them. I like it. Hey, she likes it. Mikey, she likes it. But anyways, okay, with that, okay, we'll see you next week. Same time, same station. And as I always end my show, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night. Have a great evening, everyone, and see you next week. Bye, Sam.
I love you.
Bye, Candy.
Bye.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Candy. Bye.